In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Ed Hughes, a researcher for USDA ARS Southwestern Ginning Laboratory at Las Cruces, New Mexico. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
This is a bale wrap that's polyethylene. It's got UV inhibitors. And essentially, we call it hermetically sealed, and it's pretty close to that. It's very well sealed. And the seal is maintained through storage periods. So we wanted to evaluate, are there factors, any other factors, besides the storage that we could pick up that would there would be a difference between the inside stored and outside stored bales under these very specific conditions.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We picked two modules that were identical, as much as you can get in a harvest situation. Same field, harvest at the same time, those kind of things. And we then, when we were ginning the modules, we picked paired samples. In other words, the first bale, and it was a random choice. The first bale off a module might have been, we say, that goes inside storage. The next one would go outside, and so forth. And then, we instrumented them so we could monitor temperature and RH, and we stored them for 1 year.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
What we were really looking for, we didn't think other than color there might be some differences, and actually there were no statistical difference even in color between the stored bales. Anecdotally, we've heard that there was a difference in the dyeing properties between bales stored inside and outside. The conclusion was when we made the yarn and fabric and dyed it, and Cotton Incorporated helped us with this, they did the dyeing and the evaluation, there were really no difference between inside and outside stored as far as those kind of effects. So our conclusion is at this point, maintained under the kind of conditions that these bales were maintained, there was no difference between inside and outside storage.